I think we do. Now, I mean, the Senate does not have a bill yet. Obviously, they've been doing some listening as well, and they have a collection of individual pieces of legislation that people have proposed, and so. But I've got confidence in the obviously in Senator Stabenow and Senator Bozeman that they'll be working on putting their bill together. We'll get ours passed out of committee on Thursday. I'll find a pathway to the House floor, but I do think there is time, and there's some urgency here too that I hope that everyone understands. You know, when it comes to funding, we want to roll the monies under the Inflation Reduction Act into the Farm Bill baseline, because right now whatever goes out the door by Secretary Vilsack, it's a once and done. And right now it's probably about $13 billion. Originally it was $20 billion. I think we're talking about $13 billion now. The sooner we can get this farm bill done under my proposal, and I think the Senate's in agreement with this, and we can put it in the farm bill baseline, then that money actually would be there for every future farm bill. You get around to 2050, 2055, we still have those additional dollars that would reoccur with every farm bill. And it would be invested in conservation, and that's what I'm doing with it. When we roll it into the farm bill baseline, I want to invest it in the baseline. I'd like to be able to stick with what we know works, which is locally led, incentive based, and voluntary. Those have been great tools that have helped our farmers be climate heroes, through those conservation programs.